Penguin Random House Audio presents All Things Cease to Appear by Elizabeth Brundage. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. She who burns with youth and knows no fixed lot is bound in spells of law to one she loathes. William Blake, Visions of the Daughters of Albion. Beauty is finite, the sublime is infinite. Immanuel Kant. Beneath those stars is a universe of gliding monsters. Herman Melville. The Hale Farm. This is the Hale Farm. Here is the old milking barn, the dark opening that says, "Find me." This is the weather vane, the woodpile. Here is the house, noisy with stories. It is early. The hawk winds down through the open sky. A thin blue feather turns through the air. The air is cold, bright. The house is silent, the kitchen, the blue velvet couch, the small white teacup. Always the farm sings for us, its lost families, its soldiers and wives. During the war, when they came with their bayonets, forcing their way in, their muddy boots on the stairs, patriots, gangsters, husbands, fathers, they slept in the cold beds. They raided the cellar for jars of canned peaches and sugar beets. They made great fires in the field, the flames twisting, snapping up to the heavens, fires that laughed, their warm faces glowing and their hands warm in their pockets. They roasted pig and pulled the sweet pink meat from the bone. After, they sucked the fat from their fingers, the taste familiar, strange. Then there were others.